Good morning. Good morning. To Coffee Beanery Sip and Share. You have Britton,
Logan,
Branson,
and Sir William, who's a little bit wild, as always.
Happy boy.
Just a happy boy. He loves being in here. He's been in here for about 10 minutes, though, so he's like kind of over it already. He's done all his couch surfing. He's just sticking his head down in the cushions to see if he could find anything. No such luck.
No snack.
No such luck, huh? Hi, Nugget. Like, I'm going to get over there. I'm going to say hello. Dad, let go of me. So, Patty's on vacation. Lori's at a meeting. So, you get the B team today. Congratulations. Aren't you lucky?
Yeah. B for best.
B for best. Yes, that's how we're grading it. B for best.
I would argue C team. Because the A team was us boys when we were together. That's you true. Girls are the B team. This is the C team.
Yes, that could be. Those are my, that's my whole hand.
The A's were awful.
No, that one was hilarious. If you got the boys chat, it was absolutely hilarious. So Father's Day's this weekend too. Are you guys, you're not fathers yet, but are you guys doing anything with dad?
So I'm going to Hannah's dad's, we're barbecuing, and then I think they're just barbecuing, right? And then we're going to...
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, we talked about trying to plan make golf maybe, like, next weekend.
Okay.
But it's so hard because they leave for Scotland soon, so I know mom's kind of, you know, trying to get that in order. But I feel like we might be able to plan something, even if it's just a quick round.
Yeah, I mean, we could sneak out after work.
Yeah. It doesn't take that long.
No, it doesn't. I know. I was bummed we couldn't do our Father's Day golf thing this year. Which you guys, I kept saying, I'm like, you guys can still do it. I just won't be there. And she's like, no, then we can't do it.
Yeah, no point.
I'm like, okay. Kind of silly. But my kids.
Morning, Jennifer.
Morning. My kids started golf yesterday. They had their first youth clinic.
Yeah.
It was pretty cute.
Is it the Flint Junior?
No, it's no. Tyrone. I don't think Flint Junior is even a thing anymore.
Patty's son did it
a couple years ago.
And is it over?
I think after COVID, it might have shut down.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sad.
Willie.
Now they have like Captain's Club and a bunch of them have youth golf, but they're so expensive. Tyrone's the only one that's reasonable.
That's why disc golf's great.
And Dennis taught the clinic, which was great.
Dennis?
Yeah.
Old guy at Tyrone.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's been there for like 50 years or something.
Yeah.
Literally.
Love Dennis.
Love Dennis. So that was nice. We watched a YouTube about the course before we went because the kids wanted to see it. And Dennis was in the video. And they're like, is he going to be our teacher? And I'm like, no, there's no way Dennis is doing it. And then sure enough, he was. Thank you. That's so nice. That's so nice. So we had a marketing meeting yesterday, and ouch, that's being crazy. And we planned out the rest of the year for flavors, and I think you guys are going to be super excited. We have some new things coming your way. The boys don't even know about these yet. So we're not, I'm not going to tell you the flavors. No. I'm not going to tell you the flavors. This one's going to be an LTO.
Make sure it's not see-through.
Is it see-through? Can you see it?
It was closed.
I don't know.
Logan.
What?
This is an LTO.
Just turn it.
I'm going to.
Like,
he's trying to eat it.
Oh, that's how we get rid of the evidence.
The box is brown and green. That gives you any hints at all. But it's super popular right now. I think you guys are really going to like it. What is the... Oh, Sweet Serenade. No, that's an old one. I was going to give you the tagline and see if you could guess.
Stop, Willie.
Aw, thank you.
You can thank her.
Yeah,
we do our best.
It's yeah. All her. She's fantastic.
Yeah, we try our best to get coffee orders out very, very quickly. It doesn't always happen, but we're pretty good about it. at least within 2 or 3 days. He's being wild right now. So, oh, I keep like almost showing you guys this flavor.
It, put it down. I already showed them. They know what it is.
Somebody's going to zoom in. And
yeah, somebody's going to post.
I'll well, like in the post-production, we'll just have to cut out that little section.
I just flipped it over.
Oh, did you again?
Really quick.
Jennifer's already got it.
She knows it.
Jennifer's got it. She paused it.
Yeah.
Hurry, rewind.
This is an LTO. We're thinking probably in the fall, but I'm really excited for this one. You guys are really excited for this one. So brown and green, super popular right now.
No, it's not that.
Hi, Willie wants to eat the paper so bad.
He's trying to get the blanket. Oh,
that's my whole hand.
God, he did the cutest thing the other day. I had all these papers on my desk, but there was one that was just poking out of my drawer.
Yeah.
And he somehow got his tooth in there and snagged.
Oh, Mo rewinded.
No. That's okay.
Delete that comment.
No, it's okay. That's going to be an LTO later this year. Are you really excited? I'm really excited about that one. The other ones are going to be even more sneaky about. Logan's not going to roll him over either.
Hey, it was half rolled over.
It was half rolled over.
You did it half
rolled over. You're the one who did it blatantly so they could see it.
She's like, this is fun.
So that flavor is going to be really fun. I think you're going to really like it. It'll be later this year. William, Mimi's going to get so mad at you if you ruin her pillow. She's going to get mad at you.
No, she's not.
Yes, she's not. It's so funny because I get, I figure it out from the clues. Oh, good job.
Green and brown.
How? So this morning I had a box and it comes with these like magazines in it, and I get one of them once a month, and I take all the stuff he can't have out of it, and then I give him the box, and he knows every time this box comes so that he can open it and then get all the magazines out, rip them all open. He has so much fun.
Well, the bark boxes, you know, Bo and all of them knew, I think they sent them.
Oh, they might.
So that they know, so they get super jacked up whenever you get them those boxes. It's so smart.
This isn't not a bark box that he gets excited about. It's just a box full of marketing things. No, I told Ashley I'd give the papers back.
It's paper to eat. He loves paper.
He does love paper. Paper is his favorite. Okay, so the next flavor, which we're not going to ruin this one. I'm old and too computer literate to do fancy free sprays. I love it.
I don't believe it, Mo.
This is a Christmas flavor that has been requested and requested and requested and requested every single year.
What is it?
For the last couple of years. And we are finally going to release it. So if you've been here a while, you know exactly what flavor you've been asking for. And it's going to happen this year.
Christmas tree flavor.
No.
It's not Christmas tree flavor.
It's straight pine.
Pine tree flavor.
It's going to be delicious.
Oh, you might be on the right track, but I'm not going to confirm or deny there, Bill. Oh my gosh, he's eating crazy right now.
Really?
I don't know if you guys can see him, but he is putting his full mouth or my full hand in his mouth.
Snowman, I like that.
Snowman flavor. Ooh, what would that taste like?
Carrot. As long as it's not yellow.
Carrot, white chocolate.
I actually feel like we did have like a frosty something snowman in the advent calendar.
Oh, yeah.
Might be.
But I don't know what, you know, that actually
it is
was.
Yellow colored, and somebody's on the right track there. So congratulations. So that should be really exciting. I know you guys have asked for that a lot. That'll be with Cinnamon Holiday Blend and Merry Mocha. Those will get released in a bit.
Have we ever done a turkey flavored coffee?
We did a sage stuffing.
I know we should do turkey and gravy.
Yeah.
Turkey and gravy.
That'd be the horrible
sage stuffing
for the
was
monthly
so
box.
Good though.
The stuffing one was surprisingly good.
Yeah.
I thought it was gonna be gross and it was not bad.
Well, this month's theme is fudge.
Fudge.
And they're so good. They're so good. Lint has a snowman chocolate for winter.
Oh, we used to get the cocoa. Oh, remember we had the cocoa right, and the like store, and there chocolate. Was a store. There was a snowman one.
We don't even have just like a white chocolate flavor, do we?
No.
It's all like white chocolate.
White chocolate strawberry. Yeah.
Yeah. Really?
The the snowman cocoa was in that one gift set, right?
Oh my gosh.
We used to just have him at the store.
Hyper. I know. He's so hyper. He doesn't even know what to do with his body.
Really?
He's crazy. So those are the two LTOs that will be coming later this year, and I hope that you're as excited as we are for them. And then we have three like permanent flavors coming. So that's really exciting too. We've had a LTO of this before. We've had an LTO of all of these before. And you guys have begged and begged and begged. So they're going to come in as full-time flavors.
Right.
Well, I can read some of the taglines that we've come up with. Hello, juicy, sassy in a cup.
That's not helpful whatsoever.
Well, so berry into you, right? The berry best. Those are helpful.
Sure.
Peel, sip, swoon. I'm trying not to give it away completely because these ones are hopefully going to be coming around our birthday.
Ow.
That's the goal.
What are you doing?
We're working on artwork right now so that we can order them.
Sit.
Coffee Beaner's birthday or your birthday?
Lay down.
Coffee Beaner's birthday. My birthday.
We got to wait a year?
No. We're hoping August for these. Squeeze the day.
That one's an okay one.
Yeah.
Pure lemon.
Ew. Ew.
Lemonade flavored?
The boys don't even know what they
lemonade
are.
Lemonade coffee?
They don't even know what I'm hinting at. And then the third one that we're introducing, some of the things on the side are, I'm trying to find ones that don't totally give it away. Dark, sweet, and tempting. Sip something scandalous.
This has to be AI.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
We put AI.
Like 50 little taglines on the side, and then we choose some. I feel like most of these ones give it away.
That's what we should just make the people vote without knowing the flavors. They just get to pick just the tagline
from the list of taglines.
Yeah, that's your favorite.
And that's what we put on
just
one
put
of them.
Just put the tagline on the Facebook page, and you get to choose. And then we don't have colors yet, but one's like a dark red, kind of a bright pink, and then some orange variation.
The next tagline is just coffee, make coffee face.
Yeah, just put another option for people to put whatever
like these
they
are
want.
The flavors. I think they're going to be good. I think you guys are going to like them. They are all some variation of fruit that has been very popular.
She's lying. One of them was turkey.
One of them was turkey, for sure. Honestly, though, turkey might be interesting.
We should do a breakfast box.
You're on the right track, Bill.
We'll do a breakfast box and be like sausage and biscuits.
We did.
Biscuits and gravy, egg, pot roast hash.
Yeah, we did a breakfast box and it was like,
corned beef hash. Oh my gosh. Just make it like horrible waffles. Breakfast flavors.
How old is Willie now?
He is 7 months old.
7 months old. He's crazy.
Yeah.
He's like in his pterodactyl phase.
Yeah. And he's 80 pounds, so it's a big pterodactyl phase.
He's a dinosaur?
That's what they call Australian shepherds. But their pterodactyl phase is like...
forever.
Yeah. Hey, Mimi, no, don't eat Mimi's blankie. Don't eat the blankie.
Get out of there.
It's crazy. It is huge. I don't know if you guys can tell just how big he is, but he's, what, 70?
80 pounds.
He's 80 pounds, and a full grown is supposed to be, like... under 75,
yeah.
So he's just a big boy. And he's naughty. He's
yeah, right. He's the best.
He escaped our meeting yesterday, went into Ashley's office and ate her lunch. Got it out of her bag and ate it.
Yeah, to buy her food.
He's a grown boy.
He's so hungry. He tried to steal Hallie's lunch this morning. He went right into her desk, tried to get it out.
Why are you so bitey today?
He's just hyper. He's been ready to play. It's funny because we go upstairs and do yoga, and now he pushes the door open. And anytime we even go back in that area, he's like shoving the door open and trying to go upstairs.
So did you actually get a list of terms? Or are we just gonna...
That's kind of how it is. We print orders constantly all day and get them out as quick as possible. All day, every day. We got one. That's almost how it is.
You can put it on the screen.
I can put it on the screen.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot.
Remember? Remember?
No, not really.
See? Boom.
Boom.
Oh, it doesn't even show
it. This is what Mo says. Well, it just says in desperate need of coffee, LOL. You guys are. I can't tell you how upset people get if their coffee's like one day delayed.
Oh, it's insane.
So upset.
Hey,
well, and realistically, we get in, you know, however many orders a day, and we get out 99% of them most of the time that day. Yeah.
Yep. We really try our best. And we're over, we're Eastern time zone, so we're able to get most of the orders that come in, especially when you're on the East Coast.
As long as they're in by 3:30 for the most part.
Don't eat those papers. Don't. Oh, no. He is being so naughty.
He really is.
I kind of love it.
I don't know what's wrong with him.
Now, he's happy. Happy now what we need included. To do,
we need to get Ghostbusters outfits and go around with the ghost suckers and be just pulling coffee off the shelves and that'd shooting them into an order.
That'd be a Halloween video.
Funny idea for a TikTok, like an extended TikTok. Yeah. You make a whole movie.
We also, in our marketing meeting, we talked about like shirts and stuff. And I think we're going to do a whole seasonal line of shirts and mugs. And then we're going to introduce some more. We're going to call it like our exclusive line, our essentials line. So it's going to be like all the black jackets and polos and stuff like that. Because I know that a lot of you guys have asked for plainer t-shirts. So we're going to try to get some of those in. And then if you've had a 25th order with us, then I know you've gotten a pair of socks. And we're taking one of those socks designs and we're going to make like a golf polo.
Nice.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah. And then when we go to like the work golf stuff, we can all wear our polos.
It's not just going to be pictures of Patty.
No, it's not going to be.
We should get one with Willie and Joe Hot Cup.
No, it's going to match the socks.
For some context, we do a Secret Santa, and for 1 year, Patty got Houston socks, and it's just. Just pictures and pictures of her face. They're fantastic.
Well, mom does that too. Mom's gotten him socks for golf balls all sorts of things.
Oh, the golf balls are great.
Oh yeah, that was cool. And Agatha all along. You know how many we used to have shops in Connecticut. It might have closed though. Maybe right.
Yeah, it did.
I feel ya. My only problem with I mean I have to get Duncan once in a while just because sometimes it's the only thing, but it's never the same. That's what frustrates me so much. It's like you can order
Jennifer
the same
never
drink.
Got socks.
You never got socks?
Jennifer definitely needs socks.
I thought you got them in the backpack when we caught everybody up. You should have gotten them in the backpack, right? Let me look into that.
We'll get you some socks, yeah. Jennifer.
Yeah.
How many orders does she have?
A lot. You should have gotten socks.
She doesn't have the special thing, right?
Yeah, because when we did everybody on the catch-up, I would have assumed you would have gotten a backpack full of stuff or something. I'm going to try to pull you up if my internet works. Oh, my gosh.
Hey. Get out of here.
If we did a Ghostbusters spinoff, what would we call it? Flavor Busters?
I don't know.
You don't remember a backpack? Okay, so maybe you weren't in the catch-up of the backpack.
Bill got
socks. You got socks.
Bill wears his socks every day, I bet. Washes them at night just to support us.
He framed them. They're right above his coffee maker.
You didn't get the backpack, but you should have a hat. You're almost to the backpack.
Oh.
I got a rock.
Oh, in the bag of coffee. That happens sometimes.
It's so weird. You should have gotten socks. Okay, on your next order. Yeah, you should have gotten a hat and probably maybe a socks and a mug and tattoos and a stickers and a bracelet. And if you didn't, let me know and we'll get you some socks.
What's the best way? Just message on Facebook?
She'll email her, I'm sure.
Yeah, you can go ahead and message Patty. Or, ow, that's not nice. That was my whole leg.
Charlie Brown Halloween.
I got a rock.
Hey, some rocks are real nice.
I like rocks. Yeah, I collect them.
What was the argument you used to have, everyone, the difference between a rock and a boulder or something?
The classification for a boulder is surprisingly small. If you look into it, you know, you think a boulder, like, I'm not going to be able to pick this thing up. No. It's gentle. Over like 12 inches in diameter gentle. Or something. There, it's surprisingly small. You'd be astonished what a boulder is.
You do wear socks every day. Yeah, they're like long socks. Okay, we'll make sure you get some socks, Jennifer. Stop. So we have to have a distinction with my kids between rocks and working rocks, because they like to bring rocks like. At daycare and stuff or school, they'll just scoop their pockets full of rocks and they end up in the washing machine. And so we have rock farms and stuff all over our house, rock piles.
No.
But now we call them working rocks. So you're not allowed to take working rocks. If they're doing their job and they're on the sidewalk or in the the play pits, they're working rocks and you can't take them home because they're doing a job.
Mo, so basically the more orders you put in at certain numbers, you get cooler things. Prizes. Just included with that order.
Yeah, so all you do is place orders. He's being crazy right now.
I've literally never seen him like this.
It's because he took a nap.
So basically, Mo, we had a customer who orders partially for her business, and she hit so many orders. We started writing her notes, just because I was back there doing distribution, and Britton had the great idea to get socks and backpacks and do a loyalty program.
So Mo, you are 5 orders away from getting your socks.
Oh, only 5.
So orders. You're really close. You're actually in our champion order group, just so you know. You're really close.
No.
Oh, did you like that butterscotch pudding? That was one of my favorites that you got on your last order.
That's so creepy. You're just sitting here stalking him now.
Well, I pulled up your up your order. History.
You gotta know. Really,
you're really close. So you should have gotten a bracelet and tattoos at this point, and then socks will be soon.
Lay down.
So
not bad at all.
So Hannah, she comes disc golfing with me.
Hannah is Branson's girlfriend.
Yeah, and she just picks up rocks or pine cones or whatever and just hands them to me.
Oh yeah.
And so now she's handed me this thing, and I'm like, I feel bad putting it down. So now I got to bring this thing with me for the, until it gets home. So in her car, there's rocks and pine cones, and in my bag, there's just random stuff because she just hands me things.
Yeah. We went to Lake Michigan and I
need to take him outside.
He's okay. He just wants to play. I brought home rocks. But we actually polished a lot of them. They're really pretty.
Something.
That's weird. Okay, go ahead and send us a message because you should have. I mean, I can see where.
Well, luckily the comments will be saved.
So yeah.
We can go.
Yeah, you should have gotten tattoos and.
The stickers are sweet. Yeah, the stickers are awesome.
Mom hates them.
They're so funny.
Hannah was trying to get me to steal some for her the other day.
Tell her to put orders in.
I think I have a sample pack in my office she can have. He is. He's a crazy puppy.
He's just normally not that crazy. I'm not used to it.
Well, it's probably because he was with me before and he actually took a good like 20-minute nap.
Yeah, he never sleeps when
he's here. And so now he's wild. I love it.
At least he's cute. Makes up for it.
I get on the floor with him and just start like wrestling and he gets so excited.
Yeah.
Like, I bite you now.
Oh,
I eat you.
Oh, yeah. Wait, get him.
Yeah, the stickers are pretty cool. I have one on my water bottle. They're,
did you put in 5 orders?
It's from the sample stickers.
Was told I couldn't have anything ever.
She had to test quality. She's quality control.
And yes, I have placed.
Technically, I'm quality control.
Quite the number of orders because I place orders for coffee for my kids' school and their teachers and all sorts of gifts. I put in lots of orders for teacher gifts.
I drink it all here.
I do drink coffee here. It's so weird because when people come to stay with us, I almost never have coffee because I just drink it here. I'm in a rock chorus. That was my last solo.
We can't even see it. But now I'm curious.
Now
we'll have to check it out.
Can we click on the? No.
We can click on it after.
But it'll just bring up the comment. Yeah.
Yeah. Once we find the comment, we can go. Have you joined our VIP group, Mo? Maureen? I don't know what you go by, your nickname. But if you join our VIP group too, that's a great place to get all the up to date information. And let us know if you like something or we missed the mark on something too. But yeah, it's if you saw the hints in the beginning, Deborah, I don't know if you're still with us, but you can always roll back. There's hints on new flavors and there was some pretty good guesses too.
Oh, I am Britain blatantly showed
one. I did. Of them. One of them just straight up.
After Logan.
I had nothing to do with me. Britain blatantly showed one of them.
Two of them may have gotten leaked.
That's why I sat over here. I'm not in trouble.
Hi. Oh, jeez. Hi, buddy. He just like plants his booty wherever he wants. I was gone for quite a few days the last 2 weeks because my kids end of school events, field trips, all that stuff. And the day that I came back, he kept sitting on my lap so that I couldn't get up. He's like, I'm keeping you.
In those 4 days, he must have ran up to your office 75 times every day, like just looking for you.
Yeah, just running around begging. And it was like,
why is she not here?
Well, it didn't help. Mom was gone too.
Yeah.
So both of his people are gone. He's eating the blanket.
So are all three of the permanents coming out at the same
August.
Time then?
Yep. Our goal is August. We are working on artwork right now. The thing that takes the longest is the pod lids to be produced. So we're working on it. Our goal is to release them during our birthday month. And then the LTOs, one will get released in the fall and one in the winter. But I think that you guys are going to really like them. He's crazy.
He's like trying to jump in his lap.
I don't know probably. Which one
he probably wants to eat your cup. Cups are his favorite.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, he's like, oh yeah, give me that cup. He steals cups. If you have a coffee cup on your office desk, he'll come and take it and eat it.
Anything naughty to get attention.
He's pretty funny.
Speaking of cups, the mention about us being in, you know, a movie. I love watching old movies and seeing our cups or TV shows. I get so jacked every time.
First Final Destination, right?
Yep. They're in front of our shop.
Yep.
Yeah. I think it's the final scene of the movie.
I don't remember exactly. I've only watched it once and I can't ever watch it again.
I go show that scene because it's awesome.
That's why I hate driving behind trucks now loaded with logs, like aimed right back at you.
Honestly, with the marketing team that's putting all the Final Destination, the new one, on the back of those log trucks is cracking me up. Every log truck has got the Final Destination stuff on the back.
So creepy.
It is so creepy. It's like all the ways you didn't think you could. Unalive.
What was the 1,000 Ways to Die show too back in the day? Yeah, it's so
that
dumb.
Show was wild.
So many crazy things.
But I mean, who knew you could unalive from drinking too much water and stuff like that?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think my favorite is these two guys are like in a locked like back room and they take flower bags and they just start hitting each other with flour bags, and there's so much flour they asphyxiate because, you know, there's no oxygen left in the room.
It's just crazy. Pure powder. You just pure never flour. Even think about it.
Wild.
Who would have thought? Never in a million years.
So, speaking of good marketing, the Denver airport, right? I'd never heard this, but I guess there's
a conspiracy
theory about Illuminati and whatever. And so they're doing renovations, and you know how they put up the walls?
Yes.
And they put up like, oh, we're redoing this to help you. Or is it an Illuminati underground base? Or is this where the lizard people live?
And, you know, I've seen that.
They just bought into it so hard. It's
Been under construction for years.
Oh,
yeah.
Seems like it's just taking forever.
I mean,
handsome.
I feel like the airports kind of always do, though.
Yeah, that's true.
They're always under construction.
Well, it doesn't help, too. They're never really closed.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. No. The one in New York closed while we were in it, and we had to get bused to another airport that was also closed and sleep outside.
That was crazy.
Exactly.
That was absolutely crazy. Crazy. But yeah, is the Final Destination, the new one, out?
I have no idea.
I don't know either. Those ones freak me out too much. Because they're almost too real. Like, oh, this could really happen.
Yeah.
The new Lilo and Stitch live action's out. My kids
went and saw it. I heard it was good.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I heard it was actually good, yeah.
Yeah.
Will said it was good.
They did say that the story was changed, though.
A little bit, yeah.
Yep.
Well, How to Train Your Dragon 1 comes out soon.
I'm excited for that.
I like How to Train Your Dragon. It's actually good.
For sure.
It's so good.
One in IMAX 3D, like, it's got to be so pretty. Because they already did it pretty in the normal animated one.
Well, they do really good with sound, too. There's that theater in Auburn Hills that has the Dolby Atmos stuff that sounds ridiculous.
Well, that doesn't NCG have that, too?
The only one near us is at Auburn Hills at the mall. Okay. They have a special Dolby Atmos theater that's ridiculous.
Well, I think, so there's some that do, like, I don't know, it's not IMAX. It's like, oh, it's Cinemax, or they give it another name, and I don't know that it's the same.
Well, there's Emax.
Emax, yeah, that's what it is.
Bye, Bill.
Yeah.
Have a good Father's Day.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's...
I think he might have to go
potty. He might have to go potty. All right, we're going to go take Willie potty. Here. You guys have a wonderful Father's Day and a good rest of your week, and I hope you got some of the hints for the new flavors. We're really excited to show them to you.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Like how Willie just ends it.